thinking on what I should say, and well, first one to come out with, oh, come let us adore him, because that's, you know, we always do that around Christmas time. But we know that the greatest gift we have is Jesus. That's the greatest gift. You can't put him in a shelf, in the box. You can't do any of those things for him. You can't hide him, because we got to open our hearts to him. Hallelujah. And then I thought, no, that's not what I really want to say. Then it come to my mind, 'twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. I thought, well, no, I don't really know, because I was trying to put something to that. And I thought, well, you know, 'twas the night before Christmas. And if you ever thought about this, this is what come to my mind. I thought, oh, my, the night before Christmas. Nobody's expecting Christ to come. They're all expecting Santa Claus to come, but not Christ. And I thought, now that would be a surprise. Wouldn't that be a surprise that Jesus came in? Hallelujah. But that wasn't one either, because I thought, well, I got the whole story, and I thought, well, I can't put everything the way that I want to. So maybe that's next year. So anyways, I went to this verse. And it's in Luke 2:14. It says, glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. Hallelujah. Some of the Jews were waiting for a Savior to deliver them from the Roman rule. Others hoped that Christ the Messiah would deliver them from the physical ailments. But Jesus, while healing their illnesses and establishing a spiritual kingdom, delivered them from sin. His work is more far-reaching than anyone could ever imagine. Christ paid the price for sin, and he opened the way to peace with God. He offers us more than temporary political or physical changes. He offers all of us a new heart that will last for eternity. Hallelujah. God's desire is that we know him. But some people only know God as creators. Others know him and Jesus only as their saviors. Still others know the Father and the Son as their creator, their savior, and their healer. But did you know that you can know your Heavenly Father as a friend? Hallelujah. If you allow him to, he will be a close friend and a confidant who will never, never betray you or tell your secrets. And we all have secrets, and we all want to talk to somebody, and so you might as well tell them to Jesus Christ. Our passion should be to know the Lord better than anything or anyone else. Do you realize the deliverer is here now? Jesus was born to set us free. John 8:36 says, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Hallelujah. And in 1 John, he tells us, for this purpose the Son of God was magnified, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Jesus came to destroy Satan's bondage. Jesus was, is, and always will be our deliverer. But Jesus is not just the deliverer. He's your deliverer. He's your deliverer from anything that the enemy can throw your way. Hallelujah. Sometimes we're waiting for our deliverance, but our deliverer right now is here. Our healer, our protector, he's here right now. Jesus is here. What do you need from the Lord this Christmas? Hallelujah. What do you need this morning? In the midst of all the lights and the celebration, the tinsel and the shining gifts, remember, you don't have to wait for your deliverance, your healing, or your miracle. The Christmas embrace, the moment by declaring, I receive it, it's mine, I have it now, because your deliverer is here. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh God. Oh, sure, and I thought of all kinds of things that I could have added to that. But you know what? He is here. And you know what? There's some day that it's going to happen so fast none of us is going to realize it. It says in a twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. Oh, and I believe that you that are born again and Christians, you are waiting for that time. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we come to you this morning, oh God.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, how that we need you, Lord. Oh, God, how that we want you. How we desire to have you, Father God, in our hearts this morning. Oh, mighty God, I love you and I worship you. I pray this morning, God, you touch your people. God, I pray you move upon them. I pray, God, not one person leave this building, Father God, without sensing and feeling your presence this morning. God, we love you and you are the greatest gift. That's the reason we celebrate. You are the best gift. Hallelujah. Oh, how we adore you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. I ask you, all Master. These things in your name,
thank you,
and we'll forever give you all the praise. Hallelujah.
Glory and honor.
In Jesus' name,
thank you, Lord.
We pray. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Together. Christ, our high priest, he did start as a baby in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes. But at the age of 12, he thought it was wise to go into the temple and to mess with people that were educated. I probably would have done the same thing, but a little bit differently. Understand our high priest. We need a high priest. We need a friend who sticks closer than a brother. We need a Savior and Lord that forgives us. And even when we don't do the stupid things that we do as human beings, we can rest assured that Christ is always there, ready and willing to forgive and to forget. I thank God that we can come together today and celebrate Christ as our high priest. But he only becomes your high priest if you place him on the throne of your heart and let him guide you, direct you, and to help you. There's not one of us in this room this morning that does not need a good work of God's Holy Spirit in our lives. And it starts with a forgiveness of sins and then goes from there. Thank God that you're here today to hear the message of hope, of peace, of comfort and joy. A lot of our Christmas carols that we do say exactly that. And Jesus is the only one that can give you that hope, peace, and strength that will never let you down, never fail you, but will always let you experience the kindness and grace of God. Point number two is Christ our mediator. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 13 through 18, it says, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the wall of partition," or separation, excuse me. "Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross." Thank God for the cross. "Thereby putting to death the enmity, the division, the fighting." We need him as mediator. Verse 17 says, "And he came and preached peace to you who are far off and to those who were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father." Sorry about this, but I got to take a drink of water. Why is it every Sunday morning something happens with my voice? Because he doesn't want to get the message of hope and peace and comfort and joy out. Amen. But we all need God's peace, God's comfort. And it only comes through a relationship with our Lord and Savior. What we need to understand is God has got it. He's got everything under control. Whether your life seems like it's spinning out of control, you're going nowhere. You take one step forward and then you take two steps backward. But you need to understand, God's got a plan for you. And it doesn't matter what you've done in your past, God's still got a plan for you. It doesn't matter what you've done since you accepted Christ, God's got a plan for you. And thank God Christ is our mediator. He's the one that bridges the gap between us and our Heavenly Father. We have that right standing relationship with a baby named Jesus. With Jesus as a 12-year-old in the temple of God. Or the 33-year-old who took your sins and my sins and was nailed to a tree, a cross. But thanks be to God, he's our mediator. He sits at the right hand of the Father making intercession for you and for me. That's how much he loves us. Even while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. Thank God for that. And you can have the hope and the peace and the comfort of the season. In Isaiah 53, verse 4 through 9, it says, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed." Verse 6, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shears is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of the people he was stricken, and they made his grave with the wicked, but the rich of his death, with rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth." He's the only one that led the perfect life, the sinless life, and he did that just for you and for me. I'm going to ask you to stand with me. Christ our high priest, Christ our mediator, the one who's right there waiting, willing and able. In the year 2025, we've had a theme. The scriptures that go along with that theme is Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. It's so simple. And many a times we as human beings forget that we need help. We need the help of God and the strength and comfort of him. Matthew 7, 7 and 8 just simply says, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receive. And he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. Thank God for his word. His word that came and dwelt among us and surrendered and gave his fleshly body for your sins and mine. Would you bow your heads, close your eyes? I know we come out of habit at many times. Christmas is a great time because you'll know you get to feel good from the Christmas carols. But what's going on in your life? Do you seem to be doing the spiral? Do you have a lot of storms in your life? A lot of problems, a lot of issues? Well, the Lord wants to take care of that. And you can this morning before you walk out of here. If you have never accepted Christ as a personal Savior, this morning is a good day to do it as we celebrate the beginning of Christ's life and ministry for us as mankind, as God's creation. We thank God as the Creator, but we thank Him as the sustainer of our life as well. Father, we just thank You. We thank You today, God, for the newborn King. And today, above all else, we want to make Him Lord and Savior of our life. Let this be a great Christmas time this year as we celebrate new birth in our lives. New birth because Christ came as a newborn babe. Thank God that He came as a Savior. And it's through Christ the Lord we accept the challenge of our lives as we surrender our will to Your will, our ways to Your ways. We thank You for the work of Your Spirit. And Lord, don't let one of us leave here not having that forgiveness, not having that surety of Your salvation and Your promises of hope, of peace, and of comfort. Because today we stand on Your word. We stand on Your word, ask and we will receive. Seek and we'll find. Knock and it will be opened unto us. The treasures of life, of hope, of peace, of comfort, and of joy. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Today, as we close out, if you want to just commit your life to the Lord, the ABCs of salvation, ask, believe, and confess. That's all you have to do. Ask Him in faith to forgive you, and He will forgive you. Believe in your heart that He is Lord, that He'll guide you from this point on. But the hard part is the confession. We need to tell someone. We need to be voice, full of our voice. We need to shout it from the rooftops that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And it's in the name of Jesus. So today, if you've accepted Christ, if you've rededicated your life to Christ, tell someone. I'd be glad to hear it. Amen. And if you're watching through our live stream, you can email, go through our prayer, channel there on our website and make contact with us that way. And we'll be praying for you. Amen. Amen. I want to close out with a verse of scripture. It's in your bulletins, Luke 2, verse 10 and 11. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. Nobody is left out, no matter what you've done." And verse 11, "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." The fulfillment of all the prophecies. A baby is what God used to save this world. And we need saved, amen, with the turmoil that's going on. Sister Tracy and myself want to thank you for all that you've done for us at this time, the gifts and the money, so on and so forth. We appreciate that. As a little token of the church's thanks that you are here today, as you walk out, Sister Karen's already out there getting a... We've got a little tradition that we started long ago of an apple and orange. My son, he wants the nuts that we used to put in. His mom asked him the other day, "Why do you want one or two nuts?" Well, he'd take a whole bag of them if you could. But so would I. So would you, since you're giggling the way you are. But it's a little treat for us. Candy cane and some candy. Enjoy them. Remember, she's out there for that. But I want to wish you, and she wants to wish everyone, a very, very Merry Christmas. We'll get to the new year next week. So you need to come back and hear part two of the message. Amen. It was good to have every one of you. God bless you. Yes. The ones that are visitors, you're no longer a visitor. You're part of our family. You're stuck with us. And some of us can be that bad uncle that we won't mention any names, will we, David? Or I'm sorry, David, your Jewish name.